warning, the nursery is available for those of you who have children under the age of two. The young adult Bible study will start this Wednesday at 8 p.m. It'll be at Kelly and I's house. And if you look, in your mailboxes, I guess, Kelly and I have moved. We bought a house. So our new address is on our information page that should be in your mailboxes. The bridal shower for Brooklyn Gober, Tate Kettlehut's fiance, is today here at 2. Their registry can be found on the website that is listed in the bulletin. There will be youth group tonight at 6 o'clock for those of you who can make it. And there will be club rock on Wednesday as normal. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship this morning is Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
Well, good morning again. I'm grateful that you have made it in. It kind of an adventuresome day. I'm grateful for those that are able to join us online or this afternoon. We're going to sing number 472. And I'm going to ask our musicians to play through the first verse. This may be unfamiliar to us. It is a Jewish tune, so it may, as it goes along, you may detect some of that. But I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Number 472, The Battle is the Lord's. We'll have the instruments play through the first verse. We'll all join together in the first verse. The battle is the Lord's. The harvest fields are white. How few the reaping hands appear. Their strength how slight. Yet victory is sure. We face a vanquished foe. Forward with the risen Christ to battle go. The battle is the Lord's, not ours in strength or skill, but his alone in sovereign grace to work his will. Counting not the cost, unflinching to obey, and in his time his holy arm shall win the day. The battle is the Lord's, the victor crucified. With the trial of his soul be satisfied. The powers of hell shall fail, and all God's will be done, till every soul whom he has given to Christ be battle is the Lord's. Stand still my soul and view the great salvation of God's wrath revealed for you. Then resting in his might, lift high his triumph song. For power, dominion, kingdom, strength to Christ belong. Very good singing. You may be seated. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. I have a couple of them. This week, we had a prayer request go out for Sandy Sievertson's sister, Cindy, as she'd entered in the hospital. This coming Tuesday, she's going to be entering into hospice, and Sandy and family are going to be coming together to see her. So we'll pray for travel mercies, but also for this time. It is not an easy time, and so we'll be praying for them. And also a request from Jim Anderson, Ward and Robin Young. They come and visit us during hunting season. They're from Idaho. Their daughter, Amy, was diagnosed with cancer. They found it in her thigh. God has been gracious that it has not spread to any other parts of her body or lymph nodes, but she'll be having surgery this week to have that removed. So are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Lori. So Maggie and Andy and the kids, Liza has appointment tomorrow to check up from the surgery, but also to see how successful they were and if there is a potential for another surgery. It'll be quite a bit more invasive to help with her eyelid and to keep the eyelid open more. So we'll be praying for them as well as for safety today and travels. Any other prayer requests or praises? Faye.
I have a praise. Dad's auction went really well. It's done. It's a lot of work, but we're all thinking.
That is also a miracle. That we know how feelings can run. So grateful that Ed's auction went well. The family's still staying connected to each other. But grateful for the opportunity, especially for things like online and such. It was quite a big list to get through. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day, for how you watch out over us. Many times we put a lot of miles on our vehicles, even coming to church on Sunday, and I pray that for the safety that you've given us in, but also on the way home. We pray for those that looked at the weather or circumstances that they find themselves in and they're able to join us online. We pray for them that you would give them a tangible reminder that they are part of our fellowship and a part of this COVID season and all the things going on. We are learning more and more again of what it means not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And we're grateful that you've raised up technology, and we pray for its stability today to connect with our church family and extended family. Father, we lift up Sandy Sievertson and her family for her sister, Cindy, as her time on earth is drawing to a close. Father, we are grateful that her hope is in you, but it is not an easy time. And so, Father, I pray for this transition, both from the hospital to hospice, but also her transition to eternity, you would be ever gracious. And for family as they travel, that you give them safety. May the time that they're able to spend with her, knowing that this life is but a vapor, as your word tells us, and eternity is so much longer. And we're grateful for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. But may you wrap your loving arms around them, give them peace. Father, we also lift up Robin and Ward as they walk with their daughter through this cancer diagnosis and surgery, that you would be gracious, and may the surgery be able to remove all the cancer. It is a diagnosis that brings a lot of fear, and so may you be able to cast that fear out and replace it with peace. But we pray for healing. And also, Father, we lift up Maggie and Andy and family as they head to Mayo today. Give them safety in their travels, but also we pray for the appointment tomorrow, that the doctors would be encouraged, that healing is progressing in the direction that there would not need to be a second surgery. But that is in your hands, and it is your will that will be done. We are grateful for the progress they have seen for Liza's quick healing, and we just pray that you would give wisdom to the doctors and continued healing for her. Father, we're also grateful for Ed Holmes' auction and how well that went. Father, we continue to pray for the family, and as it is not easy to go through things, it is not easy to see a chapter closing. But Father, we're grateful that you walk through these times with us. We also lift up our missionaries to you. We continue to pray for Andrew and Marissa and family. And at Frontier, we pray for Frontier as well, as Andrew has opportunity to minister to the student body and to the men in particular. Give him wisdom, both as he does Bible studies, as he disciples, and as he teaches, but also in the not-so-pleasant part of discipline. Give he and the Frontier staff wisdom. Father, I pray that as they invest their lives in these students, that they would see that take root. Father, we also are grateful for the world that we live in. It is not our home, but you have called us to be in it and to be salt and light. Father, we pray for our elected leaders, from our president and vice president, both federal houses, but also our local and state government, that you would give them wisdom and help us to understand our place in this world, but also understand that we are ministers of reconciliation, that we can proclaim as ambassadors that Christ has come into this world to seek and save those who are lost. Help us to be a part of that mission that you've called us to not sit on the sidelines. Father, we pray for the opportunities we'll have this week to be your representatives. You've prepared us to do good works in advance, and so help us not to miss those. Watch over our service. May all we do and say bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, dear ones. A couple of things. It says in the bulletin that it is a duet with Nancy and I, which it was supposed to be, but Nancy was under the weather most of the week, so she kind of bowed out, but she is here today feeling better, thankfully. The song I chose to sing is My Jesus, I Love Thee, a hymn that you're all familiar with, no doubt. And the word struck me when it says, if ever I loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I don't know, sometimes I wake up and I just wonder if the world can get much crazier. But it has caused me at least to be more mindful and to cleave even more to the Lord. So I have this 1 year book of hymns thing that gives a backstory and a lot of hymns, and I just want to read a little something for you out of it. It says, 16-year-old William Featherston of Montreal, Canada, wrote this simple hymn shortly after his conversion in 1862. He died before his 27th birthday, and this is apparently the only hymn he wrote. Young Featherston sent the poem to his aunt in Los Angeles, who then sent it to England, where it appeared in a London hymn book, and then it came back to Boston, and a Baptist minister was preparing a hymnal for the Baptist congregations when he saw My Jesus, I Love Thee in the British hymnal. Well, he didn't like the music the words were set to, so he changed it, and so this easy tune that he wrote perfectly complemented the simple words, and soon the hymn was being sung across America. That composer, A.J. Gordon, had a remarkable ministry in New England, but putting music to this hymn by a teenage boy may just be the accomplishment in A.J. Gordon's life that has touched the most lives of all. How God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. 1 John 4, 9 through 11.
Both Val and Janelle, that was just beautiful. It made me think of when you were sharing about the writer as well as the words. We talk about love stories and what a love story really is, but the truest of love story is what Christ did for us. His love for us is the ultimate love that there is none other of. And it's kind of emotional when you really think about that love, and it's so pure and it's so giving, and there's nothing better. Nothing on this earth is any better than what the Lord really is and what he did for us. Thank you. Please stand with us. Let's sing. Let's praise him. Let's worship him together.
And there he bled and
And be seated. It is his breath. Every breath we take in, it's a gift from him. Let's go ahead and praise him some more this morning.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you reign eternally and that we have that confidence, that knowledge, the hope of our future because you reign eternally. You are indeed holy, and we are indeed fallen, and we thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son that we might be redeemed, we might be reconciled to you, have a relationship with you. We pray that we would seek to live our lives in a manner that shows that love to others that we interact with. Pray that you would be with our time as we look into your word this morning. Pray that our ears, our hearts, and our minds would be receptive to what you would have for us to learn this morning from your word. In Jesus' name, amen.